Questions are all around us.
Learn.
Why is liquid cold?
Learn.
What is maths?
Learn.
Why does this, ow, hurt?
Learn.
What is the Enlightenment?
I don't know.
And now, thanks to the University of Auckland, it's time to ready, steady, learn.
This morning we're chatting to Associate Professor Johan Verbeek from the Department of Mechanical Engineering at the Faculty of Engineering at the University of Auckland. Kia ora, Johan, how are you this morning?
Good, thanks. Yourself?
Good. It's very nice to speak to you again. We've had you on the show before talking about your research, and we're talking about something a little bit different today, and it's about why not all plastic is necessarily bad. And this kind of has a new resonance within the COVID times that we're living through because of PPE and some of the sterile equipment that needs to be used. Tell us a little bit about this idea that not all plastic is necessarily bad.
Yeah, in the last year or two, I mean, we all know that everybody's constantly talking about, you know, the plastic waste and how, you know, how that pollutes our environment. And I think it is easy to lose perspective about the good that a material like that does as well. My philosophy has always been that, you know, it's how we use it that makes it good or not. But then when you look around, you realise that actually modern life would almost not be possible without it.
Mm.
And some of the, you know, the simple examples that I always think about is what would we do without sterile syringes, for instance, or sterile packaging in the hospital? And that just reminds me of how that changed the world for us. And, yeah, because without that, for the amount of people we are, it's just not possible. And then, you know, within the COVID times, you think about the ventilators that's made from plastic, for instance. And all of that has been made possible by that sort of material. It's up to us to just not throw it away.
So that is a good point there. So, I mean, this has been a huge technological advancement for humanity, having the ability to use plastic for, you know, a plethora of reasons. But, you know, it is a huge issue at the moment as well. We are hitting we've been hitting it for a while, but we really are hitting a climate crisis at the moment, and we need to be thinking about sustainable resourcing. What does that look like when it brushes up against sort of some of these really crucial plastic things that we need in our lives?
Well, that's where businesses and brand owners are starting to take responsibility. Right? They are very aware of the single-use plastics that they do use, and starting to look at ways of what we can do with that. You know, you think about just medical waste around hospitals, or not medical, you know, plastic waste around that's not contaminated. I mean, all the, you know, DHBs and things like that are starting to think about what can we actually do with those to make a difference instead of sending it to landfill? And that's where innovation is going to come in. Then how do we collect it? How do we sort it appropriately? And then what can we make of it to keep it in circulation?
And is that something that you think is feasible? Is there a way to find genuinely practical uses for this plastic waste? Because, I mean, that's sometimes something that comes up when we talk about recycling, is how much of that recycling is actually having a net good benefit, or is it just sort of, you know, fixing a little bit of the problem? What would you say about that particular issue?
Oh, it is a long road, I tell you. That is not long, because what we need to stimulate is a circular marketplace in New Zealand, you know, where everything stays in circulation. And there's huge drive for that at the moment. I mean, you know, there's people doing great work on that around the country who's now saying, well, what we don't want to do is just creating a new problem from our waste. So we need to innovate and actually change the entire way that we're thinking around how we move plastics around in the country. That's going to take a few years to change. It's not going to change overnight, but, you know, innovation is a slow process, unfortunately.
What are some of the ways in which we're starting to think about that, though? What's your research been showing about, I guess, some of those innovations or ideas that are in their infancy?
Yeah, there's changes that's coming through. I mean, I think last time we spoke about, you know, changing breed tags from plastic to another material, which might be a small change, but it starts making a difference. We saw in the news lately about the MetaFresh milk bottles that's changing the material and adding recycling content to that.
Mm-hmm.
You know, those steps, steps in the right direction. And just about every brand owner at the moment are thinking of ways of adding more recycled material in their product, which is a good starting place. But as you pointed out, it's still a long road because there's just so much of it. And soft plastic is probably one of the larger problems because it's so difficult to reprocess it into a quality material. And that's where responsibility comes in how we design our packaging.
Yeah, absolutely. And I mean, we do get to this point where oil is a finite resource. That's, one of the key components for creating plastics. What is this sort of end game for trying to make sure that for the things that we desperately do need plastic for, like as you've mentioned in the times of COVID, PPE, really important stuff there. How is that conversation feeding into this bigger picture?
Yeah, it's a complex picture, but there are alternatives coming up. We can make regular polyethylene from corn at the moment, and that technology is still in its earlier days, and it's still expensive. But you can extract, you can ferment carbohydrates into ethanol, and then turn that into plastics. And then there's also your compostable plastic that's made from biomaterials, and those options are there, but the uptake has been fairly slow. And that does offset some of our reliance on petrochemicals. But the biggest change that we can make is to make sure that we keep the plastics that we have in circulation.
Mm-hmm.
Then we don't rely on more petrochemicals.
Absolutely. Well, it sounds like fascinating and, as you say, very complex research, because there's a lot of threads to that particular picture there.
Absolutely.
But thank you so much. Yeah, thank you so much for chatting to us about it this morning, Associate Professor Johan Verbeek. Have a lovely rest of your day, and we'll talk to you again soon.
Thanks. Bye-bye.
That was Ready, Steady, Learn, thanks to the University of Auckland, the best university.